shed light Monday on another deeply troubled region of Mexico, the southern state of Guerrero, where officials say city police, in league with drug traffickers, are suspected of carrying out an attack on students that left at least 6 dead and 43 missing. As state officials work to determine whether some of the missing students are among 28 bodies found in a clandestine grave, President Enrique Peña Nieto called the deaths outrageous, painful, and unacceptable. Peña Nieto said he dispatched federal security forces to find out what happened and apply the full extent of the law to those responsible. His statement came amid rising international concern over two possible cases of mass killings involving Mexican authorities. In addition to the Iguala incident, in which 22 city police have been detained, an army unit is now under investigation, and 3 soldiers are charged with murder in a June 30th confrontation that killed 22 suspected gang members in neighboring Mexico State. The army originally reported that the 22 died in a gun battle after soldiers on patrol came under fire, but a witness told the Associated Press that 21 of them were killed after they surrendered. Guerrero State Prosecutor Iñaki Blanco said that the bodies in the mass graves are badly damaged and genetic testing could take 2 weeks to 2 months to identify them. Blanco said the person detained in the case has told investigators that 17 students were taken to the site outside of Iguala, which is about 120 miles south of Mexico City, and were killed there. Blanco said that so far there was no known motive for the attack on the students. Investigators said video showed police taking away an undetermined number of students who had gone from a rural teacher's college in Ayotzinapa to Iguala to solicit donations. But speculation abounded among parents and local residents as a banner appeared, signed in the name of the local drug gang Guerreros Unidos. It demanded that the 22 officers detained be released within 24 hours and warned of consequences otherwise. "The war has started," the banner added. Former anti-drug prosecutor Samuel Gonzalez said it was possible that traffickers suspected the youth had been sent by a rival drug gang. Manuel Martinez, spokesman for